First of all, the guru. Guru here means one's own personal guru. The guru with whom one is in personal contact, preferably in regular personal contact. The guru from whom one receives inspiration, guidance, teaching, and so on, but from whom especially one receives tantric initiation. And tantric initiation, as we saw in the second lecture in this series, consists essentially in the transmission of power, or activation of one's own energies as a result of the impact of the greater energies of the guru, at the time especially of the tantric initiation. So as far as the tantra is concerned, therefore, the guru is the Buddha. The tantra points up, as I mentioned earlier, one has never met the Buddha. One has never seen the Buddha, whether historical or archetypal. Buddha is only a concept for one. One has no experience, perhaps even no insight into what Buddha means. But one has contact with, one is in touch with, the guru. So one can say, therefore, that the guru represents, according to the tantra, represents within the field of the disciple's actual experience, the Buddha principle. So that according to the tantra, to the extent that one is in contact with the guru, one is also in contact with the Buddha, indeed with all Buddhas, with the Buddha principle itself. And one receives, through the guru, the spiritual influence of all the Buddhas. So this is the tantric conception of the guru, the first of the three tantric or esoteric refuges.